So when we are looking at the breath, we really know what's going on with us, what's going on with our emotions. And I really would like to suggest that, like to start and look at the energy of the breath. It's not only the breath itself, like the energy of the breath that comes with it, can give us so much information about the state of mind that we have and what we need in order to balance ourselves. And many times we will not even approach that. We will be angry and we will not be aware of being angry. We will be sad and not be aware of being sad. And if we just check our breath every once in a while, we'll have much more information about our psychology as well. So this is the reason, one of the reasons where yoga and other styles of spirituality like Buddhism is focusing so much on the breath, because it's such an indicator of all the dimensions of our beings. It's like every part of our being can say everything about all the other parts. It's like there is like geometrical shapes like that as well, that when you have when you look at one part of the of this shape, you can see the whole mechanism within this part. And the same thing with human beings. When we look at the body, we can, when we really investigate the body, we can really know what's happening with the mind and with the spirit. When we look at the breath, we can really know what's happening with the emotions and with the physical body. So it's a really good dimension, a really good window for investigation. And it's not in the beginning, we can just like explore, like, okay, I'm having a shallow breathing or having a fast breathing. But with time, we get more and more subtlety and more understanding what exactly the subtlety of the breath, and we get to know ourselves so much better. And the fact is that if we will change the breath, or the change the rhythm of the breath, change the energy of the breath, the subtlety of the breath, also our mental dimension will change as well. And this is something very remarkable. It's like as soon as you change your breath, you change your emotions. And so this is something that we don't often do. We just go for trying to change the emotions in other ways. We go to talk about it, or we go and do something, which is definitely a good ways as well to for to change or to shift our emotions. But also the breath can be such a great tool to elevate ourselves and to change the direction if it's we feel very, very negative. Just by changing the breath, we can change the energy and to move to positivity. And what would it take? It wouldn't take much. Just the awareness, like we spoke last time. For it's just about, okay, I now I'm aware of my thoughts, and just by being aware of the thoughts, I can change the thoughts. Same thing, or my behaviors. Remember, we spoke about it last time. So just by being aware of my energy, aware of my breath, I'm able to shift it as well. Yeah. And if I'm not aware of that, and it's very difficult to change. If I'm aware of that, then I can really tap into it and shift it from the inside. And again, it's very subtle. We don't want to force necessarily on the breath something. So first we just pay attention to the breath really closely, and then just by being there with the breath, it's like we think about it like more like a mother that is like there supporting the child. It's like if the child is like getting all emotional, and the mother will come and she will not do much. She will even not like like carry him or her. She will even not just like speak to them, just look at them and like kind of be there, holding the space with her gaze, with her energy. Then the child will already feel much more safe and will change and will become less emotional and feel better. Yeah, does this metaphor making sense? Same way, our awareness is like a mother for the breath. It's like really like looking at the breath, like as if we look at the most precious thing, the thing that we like so much, that we love so much. And just by doing that, the breath will change by itself already. Yeah. So we don't want to force like a very strong breath, even though this is also a method that we can force a breath and make like a lot of energy, create a lot of energy. But what I'm speaking about now is much more subtle. It's like penetrating into the energy of the breath and allowing it to change, to transform, thanks to the loving awareness that we have to it. Yeah. So this is like what I wanted to open up with today. Just came up, so I thought to share it, and maybe we can practice that a bit. Yeah. So this one can be done anywhere. It can be done lying down or sitting down. It's actually, there is a benefit as well to lie down, as we mentioned last time, because we can completely relax. So let's try it out. Find a comfortable position. This is very good to accumulate many, many tools, many techniques for meditation, for yoga, for breathing. And then we can really become holistic about our practice. So, first thing, we are going to relax the body completely. I don't know if you remember, some of you were here a few weeks ago, we did that. Relaxing the body with exhalation. Inhalation, becoming aware of the body. Exhalation, relaxing the body. And let's start with the next couple of breaths, relaxing the face. Next couple of exhalations, each time that you exhale, relax the face even more. Relax the face even more. Allow your face to really relax. Our facial expression sending to our brain, the brain, a message. If we have tension in the face, it means that something is not okay. This is what the face would say to the brain, and the brain would follow. So let's make a complete, have a complete relaxation of the face, complete relaxation of the jaw, complete relaxation of the space inside the mouth, the tongue, the eyes, the eyelids, the space of the eyebrows, the forehead. You can even put a silly smile on your face. And this will make a sign to the whole system that everything is okay and everything is good. Then with the next few exhalation, relax your shoulders. away from the neck, completely relax your shoulders. Let the shoulders be soft. It's a process each time, each exhalation, especially towards the end of the exhalation, relax even more. In the process of relaxing the shoulders, we relax the arms as well. We relax the hands, relax the fingers. Our body becomes softer and softer, more relaxed. Then we relax the abdomen as well. In the abdomen, really, in the space of the diaphragm and the lower and upper abdomen, relax all together. Relax, relax, relax. Each time that you exhale, relax even more the space of the abdomen. As if you are letting go, or you surrender, relaxing completely. Our purpose in this practice together is to really feel the breath, really penetrate into the feeling of the breath itself. Now we have relaxed the body, relaxed the face, the shoulders, and the abdomen. Let's relax a bit more by relaxing the lower parts of the body as well, the legs and the feet. See if there is any tension that you can let go of. Relax in the legs and feet as well. Relaxing the whole body now. Each and every part of the body, you might feel that when we relax the body as much, that there are certain parts that kind of reluctant to relax. How do we deal with them? We just bring the loving awareness that we have spoke about to these parts. So that we'll get the most relaxed body that we can have. Really scanning each and every part of the body, see if you can relax a bit more. Just for the next 2 minutes, I will be quiet, go and check each and every part of the body and relax it with the exhalations. Very good. Now we'll tap into the breath itself. Just by bringing attention to the breath. And when we say the breath, see what does it mean for you right now? Where is the breath? Where do you feel it? Do you feel the breath in the nostrils? Do you feel the breath in the chest, in the abdomen, maybe in all of these places that I mentioned? Where do you feel it the most? Just take a moment to just see, just like watch, listen. Is it on the left side, on the right side, that the breath is more dominant? Maybe it's even, you have sensations both left and right. If you feel it from the nostrils, is it through one nostril or the other? Is it through both? If you feel it in the chest, is it in the lower part, upper part? Left or right? If you feel it in the abdomen, is it more on the lower abdomen, the upper abdomen, the right side, or the left side? Just locate the breath in your body right now. Where is it? Most likely is changing all the time. Is there any pattern that is changing? To the attention. keep following the breath in your body and becoming even more attentive to the texture of the breath. Let's say the energy of that is it heavy? Is it light? Is it intense? Or is it very subtle? Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Is it slow or is it fast? Start paying attention to even more details of the breath. Is there any other sensations that come along with the breath? Is there any emotion that the breath is carrying with it? Pay attention. Loving awareness. And see if your attention and your loving awareness has an impact on the breath. If we just stay with the breath, with the awareness, what's happening? What subtle shifts do you experience? And we stay with that in silence for the next 2 minutes. Great. So when you feel ready, come back to your screen and we will continue.